Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it.
Hallelujah.
Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it. Need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger.
Hallelujah.
I'm wiser.
Yeah.
I'm better. Much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God, in the name of Jesus. I never would have made it, never could have made it without God in my life. Hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I'm truly blessed to be before you on today. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God. We take time to come forth every Monday through Friday to read the Word of God from the New King James Version of God's Holy Word. I'm truly blessed. I'm truly honored to have the call to bring forth the Word of God. Amen. As we continue reading from the New King James Version, praise God, we bring the Word Monday through Friday, and then on Sunday, at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time, tune in and listen to the Word of God as we come forth with an anointed message in Jesus' name. We truly bless on today and thank God for blessing us with the opportunity to come forth. We give God praise, glory, and honor for just allowing us once again to get it right. We always, as we always, come forth, we acknowledge God, because if it had not been for goodness of the Lord, where would we be? Sometimes we have to sit back and just think just how good God has been to us. God is sitting on a throne, and when you look at just how magnificent and how marvelous and wonderful he is, the world cannot contain him. The earth is his footstool. The universe is his throne. God is King of kings and Lord of lords. And understand that everything that is what God allows it to be. Even where you are right now in your life, God is allowing you to be right where you're at. You see, God is an omniscient God. He's an omnipresent God, and he's an all-powerful God. God is omniscient. He's all-powerful. He's everywhere, all-knowing. And God just is the magnificent knowing that he has our back in the midst of the storm. We thank God for today. We thank God for those listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, even into our archives. Praise God. We thank God in the name of Jesus for all those that come forth with understanding that God is still here and working in our lives. We come forth, as mentioned, we do read the Word of God, and we trust that you're following us. And in the name of Jesus, we thank you as we pray for those who are less fortunate than we are. Let's continue forth and lifting up the name of the Lord. Let us pray. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, as we come before you on this day, a day in which we know you have made, that only we're here because you have allowed us to be here, and yet we come forth to say thank you. Thank you, Father God, for allowing us to be alive on today. Thank you, Father God, that we have a reasonable portion of health. Thank you, Father God, for a roof over our head and food that we eat. Just thank you, Lord, for providing for us. We pray in the name of Jesus for those that are sick and shut in, that, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that there be a healing upon them. That, Lord God, we pray that those that are suffering with a form of addiction, and we ask that, Lord, they seek deliverance and they seek restoration on their minds. And we ask that, Lord God, you recover in their life, that they turn from their wicked ways, that they let go of the past and look forward to that of the future, that now is where we're at. We pray asking that you forgive them of all their sins, cleanse of all unrighteousness, and, Lord, give us strength that we're able to hear you, see you, and be used by you in Jesus' name. Lord, once again, we thank you. We thank you as we continue to move forward in your word. We ask that your anointing continue to manifest on through the computer waves, radio waves, or however this is heard. We ask that an anointing will be received. We thank you, God, as we give you praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Well, once again, we come back preparing to read the Word of God out of the New King James Version. And as we come forth, we come after this song, but we do definitely come with the powerful anointed message through reading the Word. So stay tuned as we continue with the
Word. Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Once again, as we come back, Lord, praise God, we're going to pick back up in Exodus chapter 23. Let us read. You shall not circulate a false report. Do not put your hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. You shall not follow a crawl to do evil, nor shall you testify in the dispute so as to turn aside after many to pervert justice. You shall not show partiality to a poor man in his dispute. If you meet your enemy's ox or his donkey going astray, you shall surely bring it back to him again. If you see the donkey of one who hates you lying under his burden, and you will refrain from helping it, you shall surely help him with it. You shall not pervert the judgment of your poor in his dispute. Keep yourselves far from the false matter. Do not kill the innocent and righteous, for I will not justify the wicked. And you shall take no bribe for a bribe. Blinds the discerning and perverts the words of the righteous. Also, You shall not oppress a stranger, for you know the heart of a stranger, because you were stranger in the land of Egypt. 6 years you shall sow your land and gather in its produce, but the seventh year you shall let it rest in a lie fallow. Let that the poor of your people may eat, and what they leave, the beasts of the field may eat. In like manner, you shall do with your vineyard and your olive grove. 6 days you shall do your work. On the seventh day, you shall rest, and your ox and your donkey may rest, and the son of your female servant and the stranger may be refreshed. And in all that I have said to you, be circumspect and make no mention of my name, the name of other gods, nor let it be heard from your mouth. 3 times you shall keep a feast to me in the year. You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. You shall eat unleavened bread 7 days as I commanded you, at the time appointed in the month of Abib. For in it you came out of Egypt. None shall appear before me empty. In the feast of harvest, the first fruits of your labor, which you have sown in the field, and the feast of the ingathering, at the end of the year, when you have gathered in the fruit of your labor from the field. 3 times in the year all your meals shall appear before the Lord God. You shall not appear, offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread, nor shall the fat of my sacrifices remain until morning. The first of the first fruits of your land you shall bring into the house of the Lord your God. You shall not boil a young goat in his mother's milk. Behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Do not provoke him, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if you indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy for your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. For my angel will go before you and bring you into the Amorites and to the Hittites, into the Perizzites and to the Canaanites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. You shall not bow down to their gods, nor serve them, nor do according to their works, but you shall utterly overthrow them and completely break down their sacred pillars. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water. and I will take sickness away from the midst of you. No one shall suffer miscarriage or be barren in your line. I will fulfill the number of your days. I will send my fear before you. I will cause confusion among all the people to whom you come, and will make all your enemies turn their backs to you. And I will send hornets before you, which shall drive out the Hittites and the Canaanites and the Hittites from before you. I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field become too numerous for you. Little by little, I will drive them out from before you until you have increased and you inherit the land. And I will set your bonds from the Red Sea to the Sea Philistia, and from the desert to the river. For I will deliver the inhabitants of the land into your hand, and you shall drive them out before you. You shall make no covenant with them, nor with their God. They shall not dwell in their land, lest they make you sin against me. For if you serve their gods, it will surely be a snare to you. Exodus chapter 24. Said to Moses, come up to the Lord, and you and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, you and Aaron, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship from afar. And Moses alone shall come near the Lord, but they shall not come near, nor shall the people go up with him. So Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord, and all the judgments, and all the people answered with one voice and said, all the words which the Lord has said, we will do. And Moses wrote all the words of the Lord. And he rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain, and 12 pillars according to the 12 tribes of Israel. Then he sent young men of the children of Israel, who offered burnt offerings and sacrifices, peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. And Moses took half the blood and put it in his basin, and half the blood and sprinkled it on the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read in the hearing of the people, and they said, all that the Lord has said, we will do, and he and be obedient. And Moses took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, this is the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you according to all. Then Moses went up also, Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and they saw the God of Israel,
and thou was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone, and it was like the very heavens in its clarity. But on the nobles of the children of Israel, he did not lay his hand. So they saw God, and they ate and drank. Then the Lord said to Moses, come up to me on the mountain and be thou, and I will give you tablets of stone and the law and commandments which I have written, that you may teach them. So Moses arose with his assistant Joshua, and Moses went up to the mountain of God, and he said to the elders, wait here for us until we come back to you. Indeed, and I who are with you, if any man has difficulty, let him go to them. Then Moses went up into the mountain, and a cloud covered the mountain. Now the glory of the Lord rested on the Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. On the seventh day he called to Moses out of the midst of the cloud. The sight of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire on the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel. So Moses went into the midst of the cloud and went up to the mountain. And Moses was on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Amen. Well, we had a slight pause in between there, but we're constantly working on, praise God,
the minor technical difficulties that we yet still have. Yet we're moving forward, continuously reading the Word of God. Once again, we thank you for joining us on this evening and hearing what we've read on today. God bless you. Let us pray. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on this day, once again, we thank you for the obedience as to bringing forth and reading that of your word. We stand on your word, recognizing that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And it's in that we increase that faith and trust in you, Lord, knowing that we can grow and be strong in all of what we are to be with the presence of the anointing of the Spirit of God within our lives. Forgive us of our sins. Continue to strengthen us and carry us forth as we continue to live for you, live with you, and be used by you. We ask, bless those who need healing and deliverance on today. Give them strength and help the homeless seek shelter and food in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Let's recognize, praise God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up shall be silenced. Be blessed until we meet again. God bless you. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. God got it.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper.
Say no weapon.
said, never trapped you. I want you to know